What's up, everyone? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. You know, life can feel like this constant high wire act, right? We're juggling work, relationships, trying to keep our heads above water, and sometimes it feels easier to just put up walls, pretend everything is fine. But here is the thing. True strength doesn't come from hiding behind those walls. It comes from embracing vulnerability, from opening ourselves up to others, even when it feels scary as heck. Think about it. That feeling of connection, of truly being seen and understood, that's powerful stuff. And it starts with letting go a little. Today, we're diving into the power of vulnerability, exploring why it's not a weakness but a superpower, and giving you practical tips on how to unleash your inner brave heart. First off, let's get real. Vulnerability makes us feel exposed. It can feel like stepping out onto that tightrope without a safety net. Ever felt that way? You know, when you're about to share something personal with someone and your stomach is doing flips because you're terrified they won't get it, or worse, judge you. Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the truth. Vulnerability isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of courage. It takes guts to show up authentically, to let people see your flaws and imperfections, because ultimately, that's what makes us human. We're all walking around with these complex layers, these hopes and fears, dreams and insecurities. Hiding them just creates distance, loneliness, and a whole lot of unnecessary stress. So, how do we start embracing vulnerability? It's not about throwing open the floodgates and telling your life story to everyone who crosses your path. That's more like reckless abandon than mindful opening up. It's about starting small, building trust gradually. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. First, practice self-vulnerability. This means acknowledging your own feelings and thoughts without judgment. You know, those times when you feel overwhelmed, anxious, or even just plain tired. Name those emotions, don't try to suppress them. Accepting ourselves fully, flaws and all, is a powerful starting point. Next, find safe spaces to share. These could be with close friends and family, a therapist, or even online communities where people are open about their experiences. Sharing your vulnerability in these supportive environments can be incredibly liberating. Remember, true connection comes from being seen and understood, not just liked or admired. Finally, don't expect perfection. There will be times when it feels easier to retreat back into the familiar shell. That's okay. Just remember why you started embracing vulnerability in the first place: those connections, that sense of belonging, and the freedom that comes with being authentic. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you feel isolated. Everyone seems to be having such a good time, laughing and connecting, while you're stuck on the sidelines, feeling awkward and out of place. You see someone who catches your eye, maybe they're standing alone, looking a little lost too. Instead of retreating further into yourself, you take a deep breath, muster up some courage, and walk over to them. You strike up a conversation, sharing something small about yourself. Maybe you mention the music or the delicious appetizers. Suddenly, the walls come down, and you realize this other person is genuinely interested in what you have to say. You discover common ground, you laugh together, and before you know it, you're both feeling more relaxed and connected. That moment of vulnerability, that willingness to reach out, created a powerful connection that wouldn't have happened otherwise. See, vulnerability isn't about being weak or desperate for attention, it's about showing up as your authentic self and allowing others to do the same. It's about building genuine connections based on trust, empathy, and shared experiences. So, remember this. You're not alone. We all struggle with vulnerability at times. But by embracing it, by taking small steps outside of our comfort zones, we can create a life filled with deeper, more meaningful connections. Ready to take action? Start today by identifying one safe person in your life, someone who makes you feel comfortable and supported. Share something small, something vulnerable, even just a simple thought or feeling. You might be surprised at how good it feels to let go and connect on a deeper level. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And remember, keep that stoic mindset strong, cultivate resilience, embrace discipline, and never stop growing. Until next time, keep reaching for those brave connections.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.